From PR News in Washington, I'm calling for an end to PR News. Italians gathered below.
The difficulties are complicated by Pope Simpson's disease, which causes gradual tracheotomy to everyone.
The Pope released the journalist before he shot himself in the head. What happened? PR's police chief says Iran says it needs atomic weapons to make PR News.
What the hell is this?
The Zone Genius Hour of Squatch!
Liar!
Don't worry. Just relax.
I'm cured now, like you.
Another UFO sighting. This one, front page headline.
Another hour of slack.
Another small, dedicated moment of misery. As the turtles melt into the river.
And now a satanic Elvis arrives in his UFO.
His skin is so blue like Krishna.
Why not make some
like
coffee
Krishna?
To keep them all happy while I think of something?
Coffee?
Coffee. Nice hot espresso enema for you, sir. Mr. King.
Elvis. Coffee kind of make me nervous when I drink it.
You look like a man who could use more coffee.
Free coffee is a constitutional right.
You got any coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
No, I don't drink coffee.
That, sir, is illogical.
Nothing like a great cup of black coffee.
How to drink coffee, sir. Hit yourself over the head with a baseball bat. Would you please?
Yes, sir.
I'll just have a coffee, thanks.
Everybody take coffee. Now, move!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet.
Bob?
It's the best, man. I got it from him.
Staying.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Is this?
I'm not saying, but I can tell you that it's fairly rare and very unstable.
I like my coffee like I like my women.
Frappy.
Bitter and murky.
Oh, you'll like this coffee. It's fresh.
Drink up, lad. What is that?
Oh, thank you, sir.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
Yeah, do you feel like Wolf Bob Rock Reynolds?
Put that coffee down.
Too bad. Used to be a good man. Afraid we're gonna have to liberate George.
But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the coffee in my kitchen. It's the dead
Bob
in my garage.
Have you got a dead Bob in your garage, my friend?
How many times are you gonna kill that old sod before he finally wakes up to what you're doing out there?
Don't you care? Don't you even care about the children of the dead Bobs?
With alacrity and with a great amount of aplomb, we must announce that there are thousands of millions of dead Bobs in garages around the country.
They're leaving
Suburban
their garages.
Mrs. America have waited for
lots of coffee.
And now the army of Bob clones emerges from the garages as far as the eye can see down the long line of suburban driveways.
Followed by the corpses of the Armenian olive stuffers. It looks like quite an entourage. I
I can smell the smoke in the distance. I don't know if some of them are being smoked or are actually smoking themselves. It looks like quite a cloud.
These Dobbs clones, as they're called, are the perfect smoking machine. And as well as the perfect selling machine, have decimated the economies and the air of every city they have passed through in this wave of destruction and sales.
Now, Turb, I'd just like to make up one thing I'd like to ask the panel here of Miss Wee and the turbulent Ivan Stengafee. Many of these corpses appear to have been eviscerated, and yet they managed to make steam, as it were. I don't know whether it's the cold weather or the fact that they've been eating the wrong things.
Well, they're freshly dead, the Dobbs clones, when they're finished using them. I hope I don't have to spell that out. Leave the corpses, the used pinks, as they call them, behind. And, of course, there's no natural scavengers or predators to dispose of the bodies anymore, as the Dobbs have also had their way with the buzzards and so forth as well.
Well, there's plenty of that natural...
It's a serious situation.
Yes. There's plenty of it. We're hearing right now, at least, that there's plenty of that natural jelly surrounding most of the corpses that have fallen.
Well, everywhere these Dobbs clones go, as you know, they leave the cotter pins and the jelly. No one understands that. It's been going on for decades now.
Well, they go loose as soon as we pull the pin on them.
Jelly, dead bodies, yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
Just as bad as any bad Romero or good Romero films we've seen in the last 500 years.
These shuffling dead Dobbs are certainly the most horrible manifestation of religious cultism, superstitious nonsense. Oh, my God. No, they're coming to the station now.
Well, we just thought a methamphetamine lab blew up down by the river, and next thing we knew, we were covered with pipes and honkers.
That's not funny, man. Methamphetamines are the scourge of the Pobuckers of America.
They're the scourge of Christ.
I lost a lot of friends to bathtub meth.
Well, we actually, lost the Lord. The he was actually scourged.
I lost the plug of the drain where they made the bathtub meth.
Jello.
To bathtub meth.
It became as vapid as...
No, it ate up the
cancerous tissue.
Yeah, vaporized the plug.
Plug.
Meth vaporizes the plug in your head, my friend, so that nothing, it all builds up and it can't drain out. You know, sooner or later, it's going to have to leak out.
Yes, and look at the corpus callosum. It's dried like a prune.
Hey, there's talk now of a Columbus revival. You didn't hear about that. Reverend Janina Grinder was going to put on somewhere around Columbus. And the band that's one of the bands that's going to be there, along with Loathsome Cal Frunk Dave and the retarded creatures of slime, was Stylex.
Stylex.
Oh, man!
Thank you. From PR News in Washington, I'm not doing a good job taking the bottom 30% of PR's military figurehead national federal people's governments that might pass skeptical plans to change the bottom 30% of PR News in Washington.
Can you help me, nurse? I've got a bloated abdomen and looks like some
goodness.
Sort of like one of those winky cheese, those finger cheese things they have at the store.
Oh, you poor thing.
I don't know how to get this out of this.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. I can't imagine what to do.
Formerly living bobs.
How about if I just massage it here a little bit?
Not the neural next one.
Drink coffee.
I feel like I can sit back and enjoy an onion salad.
It makes me murderous when I smoke frog.
I can feel my temperature rising. I know my
destiny. It makes me
into
full-time torture when I'm taking NyQuil. It makes me into a decimating, genocidal dictator whenever I get into that codeine stuff. I'd lay off that stuff.
That makes me non-populate dictator, oil dictator, and oligarch. Every time I have too many of them damn things.
This is the amino acids. They're a pretty good band out of Detroit.
I knew it had to happen sooner or later.
Their new album, Destroy the Rising, Destroy the Warming Sun. I'm sorry, I sometimes make mistakes like that.
I didn't mean to smash you in the skull, but that guitar was just too much. I knew that day happened someday.
Them, PR news is done by, Fernand and Andy Lemur.
Fernand Lemur.
And Stylax did that in their song, their Best News. It was remixed by GoLab.
Sound like the girl in Fifth Element or something. No.
And now?
No.
The girl? You mean the god?
Now the little girl god will sing for us.
Sing, goddess, sing. Sing!
She's singing. That's her song.
Hi, I want to drop a nuclear bomb. I want to own the forest and the wealth and...
From PR News in Washington, I'm the complication of the scar tissue that has caused the lower lung to collapse. The BBC opened fire on a civilian vehicle last Friday on the road to PR News, Washington.
Yeah, I am mindful that we're all sinners.
It is a riddle wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
Yeah, I am mindful that we're all sinners.
What was the content?
Go on, Chief, go on back to your tribe.
This was a reference to an individual.
Go on, before you get hurt. Go on, Chief.
Had a very large penis.
Yeah.
And he used the name that he had been referred to in the pornographic material.
Big Bob.
That's what they call me.
Big Bob.
Do you recall what it was?
Oh, yeah, that's not a form of social digestion.
The name that was referred to was Long Dong Silver.
Yeah, I am mindful that we're all sinners.
Bob.
Did you ever use the term Long Dong Silver in conversation with Professor Hill? Had you?
We're killing for God.
Killing for God.
That's number one on the religious channel's top 10, killing for God. Holding off, I'm going to kill all your women and children because that's what God wants. And God gave this land to us, and he also gave us these tanks, so fuck off.
Killing for God.
Killing Let's all join in now.
Killing for you.
With a Bible
killing
in one hand,
for you.
And a Tech Nine in the other. How about one of them little small low-range, low-rad nuclear devices? Oh, for me, I like this old Russian RPG. take out half a damn belly while I'm quoting from Leviticus 5:9-7.
Killing today, friends, and killing for God.
This is what we see of our own existence. Kill for God. There are so many ways we can express ourselves in this life. And one of my favorites has always been to pick up a bludgeon or a truncheon and beat some elderly person silly, perhaps for death, and read to him the book of God's. Thank you.
Thanks. So fuck off.
Hey, you wasted little rat! Get off the air! Look at that skulking little vermin. He's an example of the worst scum that ever walked the earth. The criminal cat. Look at that strange dolichocephalic skull. The narrow set eyes. The quivering rabbit-like chin. Ever moist with a veneer of spittle. The long, cadaverous, twitching hands. The clashing, badly coordinated suit, vest, and tie combination. The Ralph Lauren polo shirt with the tiny engraved polo ponies. And last but not least, that disgusting syphilitic wart right in the center of his inflamed nose. It looked like a cat scratched him across the forehead. And it seemed like a good idea, so I brought out Tabby and I let him have it. This man's been scratched by a cat over 100 times. Call an ambulance. Here comes the dog patrol, and not a moment too soon. Another bulldog drumming adventure. Out of the fog comes one relentless man, with his underthrust jaw ready to bite out a chunk of crime.
That's you, friend, I hope.
Yes, it's you. Don't forget that most of you have the deviated septum for a damned or darn good reason. That's where the implant goes, and that's where you get your directives.
I love Big Old Brother.
I love him so much, I wrote a poem to him last night. You who are king of the entire Terra, please come and let me breathe some air. My rectum and the rest of my body's not free. I enjoy living in a station with... Hey, wait, what? That's not...
With we.
Princess station, we. A place to stop for a moment.
Friends, and let's stop for a moment and tell what we heard. That the crime report there was, of course, Dr. Howell, the toast of San Francisco on the bread and butter of San Francisco, which I guess would be the KPFA show of shows, the subgenius show without any name like that.
And he doesn't have syphilis on his wart like I do.
Well, now don't speak too soon.
Hey, okay.
Norrell Preff did a whole lot of the cool collages that were happening in there, such as the Living Specimen and the All Sinners routine there with George and so forth. But Killing for God, I think, was punked up by Phineas Narco of National Cynical Network, which you can reach at nationalcynical.com. Oh, Norrell Preff is available at heavyconfetti.com. And Lonesome Cowboy Dave is not available at all.
I'm not a veteran either.
And
I was spared the last
I'm
wars.
I'm bird-dogging Princess We Are Done.
Not available.
And she's bird-dogging yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang. Oh, yes. Oh,
no, man. You're not a bird dog. You're a joker.
Got to bird dog him.
I wonder why we... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get in between different accents.
Oh, no, there's nothing happening at all now.
No, I just wondered why...
It's all for you, Dave.
killing for God? Why this is such so emblematic of our culture and our
what do you mean our culture? Well, whose culture is that not emblematic of?
I'm not saying. I'm saying ours as human beings or human beings, whichever, like, you know, deformed vegetables you want.
Could we not rise above that which is based and human and animal?
If our gonads were stimulated, perhaps, correctly, we could perhaps see the other side.
Perhaps not geniuses, for that would be going the wrong direction.
Certainly
but sub-geniuses. Those who burrow under the under things, under the groundwork of all cultural relativity.
Those who dig a hole under the magnanimous structures of the old culture, let it fall in underneath you like a depression pot.
The termites in the foundations, one might say. Each individual termite is a relatively powerless little force of slack. But all told, together, working completely unconnectedly, why those termites can bring down your house.
The tombs of subgenius ideas.
Your neighbor's house. The cop station down the street.
Bringing down your cerebellum. On your religious constructs.
That brings me down.
All your
sociopathological lies you tell yourself.
You can't escape. You're right in the thick of it.
You're like
mired along with the rest of us.
You're like a gypsy. You go from town to town, but now you never go nowhere. You stay in one place no matter how far you travel, see?
Yeah, just drifting from place to place, but it's all the same place.
Like a bad gas, man. You got no place to hang, see?
Every town you come to has that same McDonald's. Every cop you talk to has that same sneer on his face.
Every sign you go looking for a job says no wartmongers need apply. Every That's place right. you go, the bank's trying to take your money, trying to take your livelihood.
It ain't changed in 100,000 years.
You walk down to the enlistment station, man. There's got to be a way out of here.
There's got to be a way out. There's got to be a way out. There's got to be a way out.
No place to hide.
But what's that smoke? What's that huge pipe?
What is that strange smell?
What's that
wafting on the breeze? Could that be the smell of hope? Could that be the pipe of Bob? It was, and now he's gone. Oh, well. Well, that was fun for a second. No.
But that's the way he is, man. He comes and he goes, you know? He's like a gypsy, too.
He's so cool.
But when he
gets around.
Oh, boy.
Check those sideburns,
No way to describe it.
I like the braided nostril hairs, the kind of dreadlock thing going on.
That stinky smoke made me feel funny. In fact, I feel
like a clown, or you?
I feel really different.
I feel humorous myself, but I don't know if it's.
I feel more
your new
more
eyes.
Awake. I feel.
Look, you got a new eye.
Look, there's an eye. There's
three
nostrils
in your
forehead,
too.
And there's a hole behind you and underneath your backbone.
Oh my!
And there's
covered
another
with
hole
eyes now,
right in front. And
it's incredible. I can't.
She's turned into a huge pipe.
Down upon your feet. It's a pipe, and she is in it.
It is like she is the funnel through which the smoke may pass, and so many other things. The vessel of Connie, channeling the all femininitude of the inner yin of all yangfulness.
This holy Kundalini vessel is capable of retransforming the earth. But no, you get transformed one time and
has been born into this plane as a living two-legged pipe. Wow, and what legs.
Wow.
And that smoke. Oh,
it's a bastard child, though. I'm afraid it'll never find legal work, at least in this sector.
Who is man enough to partake of this? The
Never,
pipe of
Bdeed
Bdebob.
You got the testicles?
Come on, kid. Yeah, no, stop shying away, kid. Get up here. Get up close.
I can't stand
get ready.
Up that high.
Yeah, see, everything's going to be just fine, just like on the Main Street, USA. Look at the pipe, firmly. Go, point your glance this way. That's right. Now put your mouth around there, baby. Yeah, that's it, kid. And listen, by the time you take one big hefty nap and pipe for that, the bells of St. Mary will glow in the dark. Like one of them furniture. Anyway, There you go, Sonny. You're one of us now. Whoever the hell we are.
That is the question, isn't it? Whoever the hell we are. Who are we, friends? Why, only PR News knows the answer.
To avoid paying fines for 35 bodies.
There are still many more to be voted on since it had that last time.
The bodies were probably recently abducted or recently probably abducted, probably wearing civilian clothes, probably some recent days ago.
Some areas of Massachusetts received 8 inches of PR News in Washington.
Martin is one of the nicest boys in our town. He's one of the cleanest boys, too. But he hasn't always been so clean.
They just want me to be a sissy.
As a matter of fact, they knew that a boy is bound to get dirty. The trouble was, Billy had the wrong idea. Billy had a dream.
I bet cowboys don't wash all the time.
It's not sissy to be clean.
Who said that? Who's there? Who's there?
Soapy's the name, partner.
Why, you're a living cake of soap. I don't quite understand.
So many boys and girls don't understand what a good friend I can be. So I'd like to show you. May I? Just lie down and close your eyes. That's right.
Why, I see a cowboy. He's washing up.
That's right. There's nothing sissy about that cowboy, is there? Now, close your eyes again, and I'll show you. Learn good hand habit. Each time you bathe all over. That's right. You and I can be partners in other clean habits, Billy. And especially after going to the toilet. If we work as partners, your clothes. You know, flies carry dangerous germs on their feet. Keep your mouth away from the nozzle. That's right. Break off a piece.
And Billy didn't forget. He's one of the cleanest boys in our town now.
That cowboy sure knows how to clean a little boy now, don't he?
Yeah, he don't want...
He's no sissy.
Well, just because of the meat hooks and everything, I've had problems before, but that doesn't mean I'm still that way. I don't have to wear at least pink ankle cufflets. At least I don't have to let everybody know what my satellite image says where I am.
Your satellite image always knows where you are, Dave.
That's my satellite shadow, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, as long as we're indoors, they can't see us, I don't think, unless they use those special helicopters that do resonant stuff off the glass windows.
Right.
Like, you're near a glass window, so technically
like
they
moving.
Could get a kind of a reading. They could even record what we're saying here in this room. They outside could hear what we're saying.
Right at this moment.
The fact that we're on the radio would make it a little bit moot point, but they could be spying on us and detecting what we're saying without plugging in the radio.
We can hear everything you say.
They can.
Yes.
On the way over here, we were talking about those websites where you can look at the geosynchronous orbiting satellites, and their websites where you type in your address and look at your house from above through the satellite eye, the third eye in the sky.
Why do they have to be so journal-strinculous?
The conspiracy
Why can't they be like more...
And the snoopers, and the peeping toms, and the snooping toms.
The probes, the noses, the beaks, the goons, the
circles. And the little child-cleaning cowboys.
Yeah.
He's nothing sissy about that cowboy now, is he?
Well,
but no, seriously, they can see you. They can watch you bathe. They can watch you bathe those children. They can watch you bathe in the canoe from above, Dave. They know what you did in that canoe.
They know what you do, kid.
They can see you, and they're seeing you now.
You're bathing those kids in a canoe.
They saw you while you were seeing them, and they know you were looking. They know what you were looking at.
What was I looking at?
I got an email the other day that they wanted me to click on it so I would look at it, but I knew it was entrapment, so I didn't even look at it, because I knew.
Once you click on, then your
eyes...
about
Connie and the canoe.
They also get the biofocal optical scans. Once you look in the... you look in there, see, when you click on, then look at clicking on you, and then next thing you know, your cerebral cortex starts to click. Yeah,
now, when I was back when I was a kid, and when I was on, well, you know, the drugs and the J.T. Paisley and so forth, back
and
then.
And the Freon and
we'd be driving around
and
we'd be going, hey, man, be careful about that cop over there, because the cops have a vibe detector. They can tell if you've got a buzz on, man, because they have this special vibe detector.
Brain scan.
And the funny, we thought that was a funny joke back then in the 1950s when I was a teenager. But now it's not such a joke, is it?
No, things are on the other foot, aren't they, Sheriff Poopie?
Yes.
Now we can scan your brains, too, while you are scanning our brains.
The cerebral recorder is on the other side of your cerebrum. The left brain doesn't know what the right brain is doing, but the little recording device down there does.
And don't worry, the shoe is on the other foot, so you're not going to walk too far.
No, they tried to explain it. They dangle the... They hide it in the open. They dangle it in front of our faces and mock us in the form of science fiction movies.
The strange overboard.
Oh, look what they'll be doing
authority.
In the year 2020. They'll be recording your thoughts, and you won't even know you have a brain recorder that was implanted before you were born, that was grown in you.
Would you say so?
And then you find out that they've had it since World War II. That they've been putting them into soldiers and infants since World War II, the brain recorders.
Let's go down a giant eagle, and you know they got them on
Billy will never be clean, and that's not a good cowboy.
And Tommy will never be dirty again. These children have been renamed and relocated. Each one of them given their own special magnetic shoe to flee whenever the brain scans don't fit. It's not the same world you thought it was, Dr. Sphincter! Things have changed for good. Or for ill, depending on your perspective.
I love you, big brother. Big brother.
I love you so much. I sing.
Yeah, it's too late. Too late for human individualism anymore. They're going to stomp it all out. Where's that little booklet I found? It had this
funny booklet you found.
Interesting.
Where is that little booklet?
It had this interesting little.
Oh, that man's got an iPad.
Oh, now at last the step-by-step process is revealed. This explosive new future religion beyond science may raise your intelligence, transform your life, improve your health and luck, and end financial woes.
Well, yeah, sure. I heard that
before. Sure, buddy. Sure, I'm going to believe some pipe-smoking salesman claim that this is a certified religion of scorn and vengeance directed at all of them, the enemies of us outsiders. It is self-help through scoffing and blaspheming, frenzied fornication, and the thumping of graven images. The church provides answers and miracles in the service of Cerevolution! Ignore the man behind the curtain, friends. The goal is slack. The method is casting out of false prophets. The weapon is time control, and the motto we can't say on the radio because they can't take a joke! You can, friends. We know that you can because you once pledged money to the station. You can take a joke.
Yes, you've taken a joke very well so far.
Some say we've taken this joke a bit too far. Some say that if you go to one of those subgenius devivals, you're likely to be dosed on ecstasy by some nice girl. That's what we were accused of recently. Why, can you imagine that, friends? What if you came to, for instance, Tex Day, May 7th in Austin, Texas? Would you be dosed on ecstasy by a nice girl? Only Bob knows, and you could find out. Or is your soul ready
by a horrific Babylonian harlot? Have you seen her blue
face? It's a soul-tingling
face. Have you seen her shiny purple behind, beckoning you as it glows in the dark? You want to follow it, running forward on your knuckles, drooling after that gold ring of slack and beautiful, soft, round things.
And like an elephant clitoris.
Beautiful, bobbling.
But
that's a distraction from Bob! That's a distraction from Bob, my friends. If you lose sight of the smoke of that pipe for one second, you might backslide. You don't want to backslide, do you? And fall back into the arms of the one we cannot speak.
Perfect for sliding. It's beautiful.
Take a good look.
It's a modern version of tomorrow's future today.
Not all artists are starving.
An incredible new vision of the future you'll never see.
It's the art of working with people.
It's the art of crying about their reality.
You don't want a mink coat. Rayon is the fabric of the future.
You want a polyurethane hat. You don't want a fuzzy wool hat.
Friends, what is Buldada? What is not?
Synthetos ito gratis ipte panis. It is, as Aristotle said, Buldada, essential ism asm, non what is.
Buldada is the nearly unexplainable label for that mysterious quality that impregnates ordinary things with meaning for the subgenius, no matter how devoid of value they may appear to the others. Seeing in the vivisecting light of Buldada, we recognize that the most awe-inspiring artifacts of our civilization are not the revered artsy-fartsy pieces of culture displayed in our swankest art museums, universities, and concert halls, as the conspiracy would have us believe, but are instead to be found on such icons as low-budget exploitation movies, lurid comic books, all-night TV, sleazy paperbacks of the gods, certain bizarre billboards and pulp magazine ads, and literally any other fossil of raw humanity in all of its tish-kickingly flawed glory!
That's enough cheering, Nelly. We're going to remove the appendices now from this book, or this book of life here spread out on the table in front of me. Tom Germanicus, was that his name? Tom Germanicus, and an insurance salesman from Wichita. And he died 57 years of age from over-smoking of his own coronary. And what we're going to do is make this incision right above the placebo area. And there's various onographic and insular designs below there. And could you also move the camera in a little bit closer? This man has no spleen. Is that right, Nurse Coxey?
Yes, that's right.
Could you please hold the non-spleen up so the people in the operating theater and the back few chairs, the balcony, can see the
here
actual
you are,
non-spleen.
Doctor.
It's pink, just like most of his friends and his life was. And it's a little smelly, like the way things all came out for him. But you notice here, he's got an incision on the back of his neck.
Yes, I can see that.
Nurse, could you show him the tattoo of the pipe right above the... Yes, where the...
Here you are, Doctor.
Now, this area is...
Sometimes entangled in your own. Deep release.
Phineas Narco did that, friends. We've been playing a lot of Phineas Narco's stuff he's done over the years and years and years for National Cynical Network, which you can get more at nationalcynical.com. Hail Reverend Phineas Narco, as he, our leader in collage for this show. Well, him and Norel Pref, who did the Clean Billy one. HeavyConfetti.com. Look at that crowd of Satanists following those two subgenius collage artists.
They're starting to run a little, you know, keep up the pace a little bit. I don't know. Not too good of a situation going on there.
What else have we got here? Oh, Artemia Salina did one of the cut-ups we were hearing later, the 126 song, which I can't possibly describe. What?
He do. Drunk sucking clen. Give Luke Zian goon chops it. Dob your up dub. Dob leaps it up. Make off your abdomen and kill.
That's Health Pope Huey, sort of.
Yeah, it sounds like some of the research we've been doing. Yeah.
Listen.
Goon suck beak nip him bug with deserve
off. Cause something to talk to you, Bobby. Yes.
Heart. He joe. He be gooned up.
Now, this person clearly is not a problem with syntax. It's a problem with his actual mouth and his muscles in his mouth.
Is it chip-chop mixed, Huey?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, his throat and much of the part of the below his larynx and his thorax and resembles chip-chop ham. No wonder you can't understand a damn thing he's saying. But I know what he means, don't you? Hey, sweetie, you know what I'm talking about? Sorry.
Dead sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
Did somebody steal your bike?
It's just so good. Sell little children for sex. They'll be high.
Oh, clean cowboy.
Homosexuality. Cowboy's
cleaning them puppies again.
Yeah, I got my wash, rag, and soap.
Talking head, which is a tad worse than being fined $7,500 Canadian. And to somehow make that situation palatable, they did, sucker. And all those European fag countries. Unless we let a couple of the daughters and a couple of the little boys go and have sex with those rich Americans. So why don't you try that, you jackass, you? My, I wish I could do that. In unrighteousness, the nations in the aggregate are as a drop in the bucket. I was unable to preach it like I'm doing it this morning. And I love to see for selling little children for sex. Just a little tickle in the ocean. Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And we are the terrorists. Yes, you Swedes better let your hearts be troubled. The fags and dyke. Counting the infants and the suckling. Yes, we are the terrorists. We're weak and vulnerable. You filthy Swedes. That's a perfect fit. You're going to be buried with the burial of an ass. Dumb, brain, ass. And them dead Swedes that you can't find no how no way, Mordlin, Mordlin. We got a verse for you. Wake up! You're going to hell! Everybody's in a diabetic coma from all this sugar preaching! You arrested a God Almighty
bike.
Are likely to be found in mass grave. Every last one of them. I mean, in the suckling, the infantist of the infants. So, bags! Love, 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 love! Sugar, 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 sugar! Get out in the concourse! In the streets! You filthy Swedes! E-R-T-E-R-E-L. And Sweden got it.
Friends, I don't know. That was of that.
Reverend Ivan Stang live at the Detroit Revival last couple of weeks ago.
That was you.
Reverend Stang was very upset over the treatment he'd gotten on his recent tour of Sweden. Subgeniuses in Sweden apparently expected more of him than he was willing or able to put out.
Well, in Stockholm, they were expecting more than the Stockstang, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, that's right.
They wanted you to perform in a multifunctional way.
Yes, they're more multicultural in Sweden, I guess.
They wanted you not only to spew your venom, but also to spew
your sperm. Well, not me. We're talking about Reverend Stang, the crotchety old, hate-filled usurper of the throne of J.R. Bob Dobbs.
And the throne of Gustavus of Sweden,
when
too.
Dobbs returns, you know, Stang will meet his fate, and justice will be served. Those who were taxed unfairly under Stang will be released from their bondage. Bob will again sit on the great throne of slack, and the true subgenius race will spill its seed, washing like a great tsunami of mutation across all of the Americas,
children.
The old worlds, and the old planet.
Who shall wear the great umbrella? For when the sputum of Bob comes down, there'll be no protecting without this magic umbrella.
No.
Look at it.
No,
it's
brother.
Made of finest, very finest silks. Well, it's polished and synthetic
thickest.
Silks that are very thick and firm. And wait a minute.
But I thought he was just the sacred.
And Bob is big,
it's
my friend.
A bunch of
and
holy
Bob
umbrella.
Is good looking, and he wears tight tights. And yeah, look at Bob go, friends. He's a real ubermensch, an overman. One could almost say, yes, a superman. A fantastical, bigger than life, larger than Limbaugh, a real cheese of a man. He's no joke. He's no dime bag. Bob's the real thing. Bob's an injection,
right,
baby.
After Christmas, he came to my town.
Bob loves you, and his love is so big, and so grand, and so great. And his slack is so fat, and huge, and heavy, that when Bob comes down on you, my friends, when Bob comes on you, you'll know it! And it happens every time you go to the bathroom. Did you know that? Every time you go to the bathroom, you feel Bob.
And every time you go to the bathroom, you're creating in your mind's eye an image of Bob to focus, to concentrate on. This is the idea. This is the idea of... what's the name of that damn meditation? What's the name of it again?
Damitol.
No.
You need to take your Damitol, come to think of it. I think we've had enough of this.
Yeah, hold your nose and you take this Damitol right now. Just open your mouth and take the Damitol.
I don't want to.
And now?
I'm tired of the bees buzzing around my forehead. I'm tired of these endless arguments with
those. You can still hear those bees?
People. Yes. The alien bees and the little argument of soldiers from outer space.
They
tell me which department to head, which faculty to be in charge of, what faculties to lose, and when to come back. I'm tired of it.
He's lost his faculties.
But that's all right. There's a new principal in town, and he's looking for you. That's right, Lorters and Germans. This year and next year and many years into the future, you're going to be treated to some of the finest, most luscious lecturing and sideways cavernating this side of plutonium. Once we've secured this galactic area and those beyond, there's no stopping. Us. Who?
No.
Are we?
Stopping?
Who's us? Who? Are we? Who are we?
Kiss Boosie.
Who are we?
Kiss. Are you?
Kiss Boosie.
Who are they?
Who is he?
Who is it?
Who are they?
Who are you?
Where are they?
Where is it?
What is my?
Who are you?
Who is Nut?
You know your llama. And your daddy saying I'm no good for you. They call me untouchable from the ashram till I don't know what to do. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawl past the garbage and your llama jumps out screaming, don't come back no more. Can't take it. Sadar wants to kill your llama. Sadar wants to kill your llama. Sadar wants to burn your bed. I can't really even face the bed. Later I tried to call you. Your llama told me you weren't there. He told me don't bother to call again unless I cut off all my hair. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawl past the garbage and your llama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more.
I
told me you weren't there. He told me don't bother to call again unless I cut off all my hair. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawl past the garbage and then Llama jumps out screaming, don't come back no more, can't take it. I said I want to kill you, Llama.
Norrell Preff, Reverend Norrell Preff, dear friends. My sitar wants to kill your llama. More from Norrell Preff is at heavyconfetti.com. I guess, you know, why...
What are you asking a tautological question? In the first place, you should address the question in front of you.
First, I must ask you a question, friend. What question did I ask?
You asked, what is the meaning of slack? That is the first question you were asking. Then you're asking, how does Bob relate to the meaning of slack?
Does anybody really know what slack
means? It's something you gotta feel way down in your, you know, what's the part, your tivas. Yeah, you gotta feel it way down in your spinal column.
Hey, you don't need to feel down in her spinal column, Mr. Cowboy. Hey, quit cleaning them. The out-of-control cleaning cowboy.
See, this is a tantric spot right here. It's absorbing my finger.
Listen here, boy.
Kids, don't ever try to do what I'm doing right now.
No, man, don't ever use your digits to mess with the digital delay. I mean, think of what happened to Tom Delay. You know, he spent too long, and now look at it.
Do what I say, not as I do.
I'd like to ask you children, you who are the children of tomorrow, to think on this problem. And as we go through the upcoming academic year, along with the other members of the department, we're going to try not only bring you the best education we possibly can, but a wholesome environment in which you can thrive and get the implant away from that child.
The proboscis, which is the part of the proboscis which hangs itself daily at the witching hour, and then rehangs itself on the wall. It's dreadful. It's horrible. It's
the subgenius radio ministry hour of slack, and it's back, and it won't go away. Well, actually, it will go away fairly soon. But in the meantime, you should know that you can always get more information about the dreadful Church of the Subgenius by dialing into www.subgenius.com. There's no O in subgenius, but there is in .com. In fact, there's actually two, if you think about it. Friends, you can also check out the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack by way of the U.S. Postal Service by writing to us.
That's us at...
But who are we?
Post Office Box 181.
Once again, I ask you, Dr. Spilton, who
Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
To whom are you making your address?
Stately Wayne Manor, Ohio.
Who are they?
44118.
Once again, who are you? Who are they? I don't know who they are. I've never seen them before in my life. Yes, if I knew better, I'd say they were here for a different reason than you had in mind.
Don't you know it's you?
I know it anyway.
What's it look like, then?
Well, it's red with yellow wheels. I mean, blue with orange wheels, huh?
It's all in the mind.
What do you think?
I think that...
Remember, there'll be rough seas ahead. What do you think?
Well, then,
Pounding overwhelming waves. What do you think of that, eh?
Well, I think that...
As a matter of fact,
I think...
Well...
I've forgotten.
Right then, let's get this vessel ship-shape.
I kind of like the way it is. Submarine shape.
A mariner's tune and sharpen your harpoon. Son of a bitch, we're going whaling. Albatross flying straight over the helm. And he guides me through my blooded path as grapes of wrath. Well, up in the crow's nest, high in the sea west. Son of a bitch, we've discovered land.
Tom and Joe, dear friends. I'm not sure which that was, Tom or Joe.
Hey man, haven't you heard the word of Bob? I'm a mutant, I'm a sickoid, lobotomy, drug user. I blow everything off, I vomit on Christmas. And I think Bob is the only true salvation.
And our goal is to have 34 billion hating our guts by 1984. This goal will be vigorously pursued and sought after by all Arkansaniac subgeniuses. Our schism is at war with your father church. We're declaring ourselves as heterics against Bob. No, wait a minute. No, we're not. Just kidding. We're with you, Bob.
We heard you. This is Bob Police.
I was just kidding.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let my cry come unto thee.
The Lord be with you.
He's lost his faculty.